Wes Moore, thanks for joining the program.
Thank you so much.
So this three-episode series will talk about your search for answers to some of the most difficult questions you dealt with returning from combat, a tour of duty in Afghanistan. Can you tell us a little bit about what inspired this project?
A lot of it really came from, what I saw when I came back from Afghanistan. I saw how, as soldiers, we received everything that we could look for while we were overseas fighting. But then as we made the transition home, I had soldiers who were literally waiting hundreds of days before they could, receive benefits or receive treatment. So, so part of it was I really wanted to explore what does that redeployment process look like for a lot of people, and particularly because we are a nation, frankly, has been going on, our nation's longest wars now, when you look at Iraq and Afghanistan, but less than 0.5% of our population has any direct involvement.
Right. So few citizens are called upon to bear the sacrifice.
Well, that's right. And then the other thing that that I wanted to do is illustrate that that these are men and women who need and deserve our support on reentry. But the other thing I wanted to profile and highlight was the fact that while so much of the conversation around returning vets is around PTSD and TBI and unemployment and all these are very real issues that we do touch on in the piece, it's also just not the whole story. We've got men and women who are extraordinary, who are coming back and are eager to continue their service in some way, shape, or form. And I think as a larger collective, we need to do a better job of understanding that.
Right. The challenges of reintegrating back into civilian society and finding a new purpose, are those issues you grappled with yourself?
Absolutely. I think we all do, because I think, when you're in a combat zone, there's a feeling of urgency in everything that you do. There's a feeling of purpose. You're reminded of your purpose every single day when you look at the men and the women to the left and to the right of you. That's your purpose. That's why you do what you do. And I think, as you're making that return back home, being able to find something that gives you the same sense of both satisfaction and also direction is challenging for a lot of people. And I think we want to, help a larger population understand that dynamic.
Where, as a society, are we falling short the most when it comes to assisting our veterans with these challenges? Because, of course, people give lip service to supporting veterans, but in terms of policy and in terms of culture, we don't always follow through.
Well, I think that we're doing a better job on the structural system. We're definitely not there yet. But we're doing a better job on the structural system to make sure that that the support of vets is met. But I think one thing we have to understand is that it'll never be a government structure, or it'll never be a certain framework that is going to be able to both address the needs but also tap into the potentials of our men and women coming home. This needs to be an all-in, all-hands-on-deck, holistic conversation. And that will never just be amongst lawmakers. It will never be just amongst folks at the VA. It needs to be a much broader conversation, and that's one of the things we're hoping to do with coming back, is to be able to add the sense of humanity to who exactly it is we're talking about.
Right, and to do that, you chose some very powerful stories to tell, individual veterans. How did you choose the people to spotlight? Can you tell us a little bit about the narratives that we'll learn about?
Absolutely, and that, to tell you the truth, was probably one of the most challenging and one of the most rewarding parts of the entire process, where we were literally looking at hundreds of different veterans who we thought were interesting to profile. And we came up with a collection of, about nine vets who we just feature and follow, and family members who we're featuring and following. And part of the reason why we selected them was because they're all extraordinary. But the other reason why we selected all of them is because they're all so ordinary. It is the fact that for every story of an Andy Clark, person who redeploys but now finds himself as a contractor and trying to reinvent what that reentry process looks like for him and his family. For every Latrice who in addition to serving now works as a veteran suicide counselor. Back for the Army and working with veterans who are in the darkest place of their life. For every Fred, and we look at a woman like Tammy Duckworth, who's now a congresswoman from Illinois, who is a double amputee, but is now using it to fight and advocate not just for veterans' issues, but a wide variety of issues in this country. So, one of the things we loved about them is they're all amazing, extraordinary people. But for every one of them, there are tens of thousands who are just like them. And that's one thing that we wanted to really profile.
Well, we so appreciate you giving us a short preview into this powerful series. Wes Moore, thanks for joining us.
Thank you so much.